the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I was just thinking about graduation. You got high school graduations, college graduations going on right now. And I was at the store and I saw some graduation cards that were on display by the checkout. And it reminded me of something. I've got an odd relationship with college level education at this point in my life. I've got a college degree. My dad was the second person in his family's history, his older brother being the first to ever go to college. So, I mean, that's, you know, helped the trajectory of my family lineage and that sort of stuff. On the other hand, there's an awful lot of going to college for no reason other than to just, like, kill 4 years and have a good time that's happening in America right now. And I'm not sure it's doing society any good. Well, I know it's not doing society any good. You got a whole bunch of people that are no better ready to make a living than they were before they went in, but they've got a whole bunch of debt and a weird view of the world, so.
Right, and we're supporting a permanent class of these bureaucrats who run luxury diploma mills and control education in the country. And indoctrinate students into just sick ideas, too.
But I saw this graduation card, man. I don't know if anybody actually bought it. I don't know who would buy this for their graduate. But the graduation card was, congratulations, here's your next spring break. And it was a picture of a cubicle office. A bunch of cubicles and a desk and a chair. Congratulations, here's your next spring break. And I thought, would anybody, even as a joke, give that to a college graduate? Because it's just sometimes just stating a sad fact is not like a joke or irony or anything. It's just, here's something bad that's going to happen. It's almost like just giving somebody a card that says, when you get old, your bones are going to hurt. I mean, what's the point of that?
Right.
Yeah, it's true, I know, but why are we pointing this out?
Your life's about to get much worse. Signed, Uncle Jim. Thanks.
Here's your next spring break. Your cubicle. Oof.
Oof, indeed.
Oof. So we're not following the January 6th hearings that closely around here. It is not a, well, I'll speak for myself, it's not a Fox-like effort to pretend it's not happening as much as I think everybody already knows most of this stuff, or the general trajectory. There are facts coming out that weren't known, but it doesn't change any of the general trajectory for me anyway. I feel like I know what happened, why it happened, and, you know, I've made up my mind about Trump's role in it, so.
Yeah, for me, it's been kind of interesting, more behind-the-scenes machinations of the White House, which is always interesting to me, but no, it hasn't really changed any perceptions.
I suppose if there's anything that's been pretty damned interesting in the early days is how many people around Trump, and a lot of them, not a lot of them, practically all of them, Trump loyalists. I mean, the kind of people that would go on TV and back Trump's point of view or clean up a spill from something he said or did on cable news shows and, you know, Sunday morning shows all the time. Real Trump loyalists who were fighting the good fight as they saw it up until the point that he was trying to stay in office, and then and so many of them said, no, I'm not going there. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going there. Including this guy who I didn't know his name because I didn't follow this stuff as closely as Joe Scarborough did. I wasn't as into the whole Trump world thing and hanging on every story every day. But his lawyer there at the end, Eric Hirschman, he got questioned, and they played some of the, I guess it's today they're actually going to play this, his testimony. So you need to know who's involved here. You're going to be hearing from Trump's own lawyer. This is somebody Trump picked, all right, to defend him. And he's talking about this guy, John Eastman, who's another lawyer that got involved, who is coming up with all kinds of stretched legal reasoning for why Donald Trump should be able to stay president, despite the results. So this is Trump's lawyer talking to this John Eastman guy.
He started to ask me about something dealing with Georgia and preserving something potentially for appeal. And I said to him, are you out of your effing mind? Right? He said, I only want to hear two words coming out of your mouth from now on. Orderly transition. And then he screamed and said, I don't want to hear any other effing words coming out of your mouth, no matter what, other than orderly transition. Repeat those words to me. And I screamed that. Eventually he said, orderly transition. I said, good, John. Now I'm going to give you the best free legal advice you're ever getting in your life. Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it. And then I hung up on him.
That's an interesting conversation.
Wow.
I only want to hear two words from you. Orderly transition. Say it. Say orderly transition. That's the only thing I want to hear out of you. Then there's another example of another lawyer who ended up fighting for Trump. That the election was, the machines were hacked by the Venezuelans or whatever. And he was a lawyer in the, FEMA, the organization that deals with the weather and that sort of stuff. And this guy, it might have been in the same guy, who says to him, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll call you if there's a hurricane, but stay the F out of my office.
Wow.
But anyway, it's interesting that there were people close to Trump that were Trump guys, like I said. I mean, they laid a lot of their capital, their political capital, their, you know, friends, family, everything on the line for cable news shows, all kinds of stuff. But when the rubber met the road on stuff like this, they weren't going to go along.
Right, which I find persuasive. I know there are a fair number of listeners, judging by their angry emails and texts, who don't find all of that persuasive. Oh, but you know.
I wasn't even thinking of that. But I was thinking of there are so many, thank God, and I hope it will always be the way, there are so many layers that you would need to have of people willing to go along with something like an actual coup or taking over the government or something like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there are enough patriots, even people that were like as loyal to Trump as could possibly be. But when it finally got down to it, Mike Pence, this guy, a whole bunch of other people. No, I'm not going to do that.
Sure. Bill Barr. Notably.
Bill Barr. Yeah. Great example.
Yeah. Right. Which is why I thought that, and I continue to think, all of the screaming memes who are just tearing their hair and saying, we're going to lose our democracy. We're losing our democracy. We're going to lose our democracy. Would you please stop? Now, there could be chaos and ugliness and rioting and anger, certainly.
I got something good for you on that. This will help the crowd that is angry right now for me pointing out that stuff I just mentioned. Let me find this tweet. The races where Democrats are rooting for election deniers. Well, I'll start with this part of the tweet. Really hard to take Democratic doomsaying about the threat to democracy seriously when they are openly supporting so many Republican election deniers. And they list the races around the country. There were races in Colorado, Pennsylvania, and Nevada where the Democrats are running ads for, giving money to candidates that are running on the election was stolen because they think they'll be easier to beat. That's a pretty cynical thing to do. If you think democracy actually hangs in the balance, you shouldn't be supporting the candidates that believe that. So
no kidding.
Do you?
What if you lose to them? Then you've brought democracy one step closer to the grave, haven't you?
But they don't care.
See, yeah, you got to keep in mind at all points that Nancy Pelosi crafted the impeachment articles in a way that would be hard for Republicans to support. And then here you got Democrats today, right now, supporting election deniers because they think it'll be good for their brand. So come on. Everybody's playing a little fast and loose with our democracy, not just one side. Come on.
Yeah, I was reading some analysis of the recent primary elections, both yesterday in a handful of states and a couple of weeks prior, and it was funny. The entire focus of so much of it was the candidate Trumpy or not? Were they endorsed by Trump? Trump, all the time. And or the whole, they called into question the election narrative. And a couple of things. Number one, the way candidates work is they will, especially, you know, in these cynical times, they'll look at polling and they'll assess, okay, X number or X percentage of the electorate is down with the whole stop the steal thing. And the part that isn't down with it doesn't hate it when I bring it up anyway. It's just not important to them. So it's a win, no lose for me to say, yeah, we got to look at our elections because the last one got stolen. There's just no downside in a primary. So you have a lot of people saying that who don't believe it. It's cynical, but
sure.
You know, it's politics.
Oh, yeah. It's not more cynical. In fact, it's what is more cynical than running ads for your opponents because you think they'd be easy to beat, even though you're saying something that you claim is a threat to our very democracy. Come on now. You can't get more cynical than that.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear something kind of funny? And we can do it now or next segment or whatever. I came across this piece of journalism in The Intercept that's talking about, and this is ironic since, you know, 10 minutes ago I predicted that colleges are being taken over by way left radicals indoctrinating students. It's about to get worse. People are going to lose their job, be called a racist because they're in favor of the Constitution. That stuff is coming, folks, to the boardroom near you. But the left is eating itself. It's such a great description of these lefty organizations that are trying to bend the world to their view. They're so woke internally, they can't function anymore. It is hilarious if, like me, you despise these groups and what they're trying to do.
Fantastic.
So we'll have that.
I want to hear that. Also, we'll say a fond farewell to Internet Explorer, as it has gone to the graveyard, while Bill Gates, the guy who I think invented it, says crypto is for fools, more or less. All that stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The economy is heading for a total disaster. The Fed must choose between a stock market and housing market crash or hyperinflation. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your retirement savings into physical gold today. To help you get started, my friends at Birch Gold have created a free information kit on gold IRAs. To get your free copy, just text SAFEGUARD to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required. Again, that's SAFEGUARD to 989898.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any three vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, it started out. Earlier this morning, one of our local NBC anchors, Michael Gargiulo, had a little trouble getting through the traffic report, and we thought we would be nice if we aired it again on our show. So check it out.
Good morning, live up here at the George Washington Bridge. As you can see, some delays getting across the span right now. Coming up on 9:59, excuse me, on this Tuesday, June 14th. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You never know when puberty's going to strike. Yeah. You know, that's what I
say. Hey, you got something
going in reverse.
Yeah, something going down the wrong pipe. You're trying to do the traffic. Come on. That's disappointing.
Was I supposed to be amused by that, the poor fellow experiencing a difficult moment at work?
Do the Democrats have their own Trump? From a respected political outlet. Also, this, I want to get to this. This could be a good conversation. New Gallup poll, record high percentage of Americans rate the U.S. moral values as poor. I don't think that's meaningless at all.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Interesting. So I came across this. I thought it was just amusing and satisfying as hell, which makes me a bad person, but meh. And I was thinking of bringing you the entire article, but good Lord, now there are this article in The Intercept. It you know how they have the little time estimate at the top, how long it'll take you to read it? It was an hour.
Whoa,
an hour long, like internet article.
Who
I guess
reads an article? It's an hour. That's like a book.
it's a chunkier day. I mean, and I guess I appreciate people going in depth on things, but I mean, I was thinking of doing what I often do, print it, highlight it, edit it, and bring it to present to y'all on the show. But it was like 70 pages. It was insane. Anyway, the point of it, pervasive internal cancel culture has convulsed many progressive groups and kept them from coherent pursuit of policy goals. A self-destruction so strong it seems almost deliberate, according to Ryan Grimm in his scorching report for The Intercept. Quote, prolonged combat has become standard, whether the triggering event is a cataclysmic one like Charlottesville, or even more prosaic like a retweet of an offensive joke by a Washington Post reporter. Here's what he's talking about. The initial event, and you got to picture you're a woke, like, newspaper or cause group, like Planned Parenthood or an activist group of one sort or another. So the initial event, again, whether it's a something that happens in the country or even a retweet or something like that, the initial event prompts a response from staff, which is met by management with a memo or a town hall. In either case, the meeting or the organization-wide message often produces its own cause for new offense, a self-reproducing cycle that sucks in more and more people in the organization who have either been offended, are accused of giving offense, or both, along with their colleagues who were required to pick a side. Quote, we used to want to make the world a better place, said one leader of a progressive organization. Now we just make our organizations more miserable to work at.
Wow.
So they are so woke, they spend all their time screeching at each other over some perceived offense. And then the response to that offense causes a new round of being offended. And then, again, as they point out, and you have to pick a side. So the Slack, you know, the intercompany, intra-company communications network just becomes filled with everybody fighting over this stuff because they're all so woke. The left is eating itself. Let's hope it happens, you know, soon.
It reminds me of I heard this Henry Kissinger quote this morning on one of the cable news channels that I never, he was talking about academia, but it'd be the same sort of thing. Do you know why they're angry? They're arguing so angrily? Because the stakes are so low. It's a weird thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's another famous saying about that. Oh, no, it was a line from a letter that James Madison wrote that he was talking about how trivialities cause people to just go nuts.
That's weird.
And that's one of the reasons that it's so important that the Senate exists to calm everybody down. Let's take our time here because people can get whipped up so badly by trivialities.
How much time have I got, Michael? 1 minute. So long to the Internet Explorer. The most popular browser in America for a very, very long time is going away. It's joining the dustbin of tech history that also includes BlackBerry, dial-up modems, Palm Pilots, and other things that were very hot for a while. Internet Explorer is gone. The only time anybody used Internet Explorer, it was to download Chrome. Chrome now dominates with 65% of the worldwide browser market. That's Chrome, two-thirds of you. Apple Safari, which is what I mostly use because I do everything on my phone, is about 20%. And there are a couple other things that round out the rest. Edge. Internet Explorer is followed by Microsoft's Edge. I've never used Edge.
You know, I've been a Firefox guy for a long time, but for work stuff, I use Chrome because it's just more functional with a lot of the Google products we use under protest, but I use them.
Do we have a morality problem in the United States? A lot of us seem to think that, a record high number of us, as a matter of fact, among other things on the way that we will get to. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com, ProstateSecrets.com, that's ProstateSecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
'78 was the last time gas was 69 cents a gallon in California. Grease was the number one movie in the country, but now at a Shell station in Rancho Cordova near Sacramento, where gas was supposed to be $6.99, the station manager misplaced a decimal, and suddenly you could almost hear the Bee Gees singing Staying Alive, because gas was 69 cents. And the guy you're about to hear from filled up for 14 bucks. Watch.
Yeah, I looked at the numbers, and I seen it was 69 cents a gallon. So you know what I did? I hit that button, and it started pumping, and the dollar sign just stayed low. I started looking around, and everybody had a smile. Like, everybody had a big smile, and they kind of were, like, not looking at you in your eyes.
Yeah, so that man, like a lot of others, started calling his friends and family, even posted on Instagram, and soon the Shell station was a mob scene. The odd thing is it took the manager 3 hours to catch the mistake, and by then the station had lost $16,000. The manager had lost his job. But instead of blaming Putin, the manager admitted the mistake, and he and his family even started a GoFundMe page to help pay back the $16,000. By the way, for the record, back in 1978, Shell TV commercials featured the Answer Man. Now, the slogan is, together, anything is possible. Probably should have kept the Answer Man.
What kind of GoFundMe is paying back the gas station who made a mistake on how much they charge? That's the worst GoFundMe I've ever heard.
Well, that story was the entire modern world explained.
Yes, it was. I was thinking the same thing. This has like 9 different topics that we could spend a long time on if we wanted to. First of all, if you show up and they're charging 69 cents for gas, you something's wrong. I would know there was something. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I would know something was wrong. I don't even understand how a mistake like that happens. I mean,
no, I don't know enough about the mechanics of it, honestly.
How did it take 3 hours to figure out that you're selling gas for 69 cents a gallon? Yes, Michael.
Plus, there was lines and crowds for me. Wouldn't you go run out there and say, something's wrong?
Well, there had to be at least one person come in and tell the checkout person they're selling Slurpees and Bic lighters that, you know, gas is 69 cents out there.
That's amazing. Why is gas so cheap today?
Yeah.
You'd think somebody would have accidentally said that. Or you know, how the cash payment is in advance. Somebody would say, yeah, I'm going to fill it up. Here's $5. And the clerk would think, wait, what?
Right, yeah. But they don't care. Whoever's working there did not freaking care. I got a friend who owns a bunch of convenience stores. He said, it's impossible to find people who care and won't steal from you. It's just impossible. So they don't care. And whatever. Fill up. Enjoy yourself. I don't care. and then the whole calling all your friends and, hey, there's some sort of mistake going on where we have a chance to steal from people. Let's do it. Of course, if you live with the belief that you're told by maybe your political party that you are being stolen from, they're just charging more because they can. All of these places. It's greed.
Greedflation. That's right. Which the New York Times had a big piece on the other day, which said, no, it's not. Even the New York freaking Times saying, it's not companies gouging that's causing inflation. Stop it.
Yeah, CNN, I was watching Jake Tapper yesterday, which is really a pretty dang good news show. But they went big on the inflation is not, it's not a Putin price hike. The war increased some of the inflation and some of the price of stuff, but it started way before. And they had the charts of the inflation going like this. The war started here, but look how much it went up before we even got to the war. So right. That's just, come on now.
See, an illustration of how dumb most politics is.
Yeah. I mean, if CNN is saying, come on, we can't do this to our viewers and not to tell them what they obviously already know. The moral problem of this country, according to a new Gallup poll, we can tell you about that next.
And the Kamala Harris problem. I, Joe Getty, ahead of my time, have been trying to get people to take this seriously, but finally others have caught on. So stay tuned after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. You know, whether you have an oldster who's prone to wandering, a teenager, special needs kid, that sort of thing, keep in mind that Simply Safe's home security system not only keeps the wrong people from coming into your house, it can let you know if somebody's leaving it. Protect you from that. Protect you from fire, from flooding. Whatever you need, you customize your Simply Safe home security system for your family.
A couple of things that people are most concerned about nationwide, the economy and inflation, and crime. If you're worried about crime, having a really great home security system is a good idea, and one you can afford less than a dollar a day. To have Simply Safe, you install it yourself in about 30 minutes. You go to their website, you click around, customize it to your house, and then when you get it, no long-term contracts or hidden fees ever. Those other companies, you got to get locked in for a year or two.
Yeah. Love Simply Safe for that reason, too. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Check out the wireless outdoor camera. It's amazing. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
I just am seeing some more headlines about the January 6th hearings. I don't know if they're going on right now or not. But saw this from Axios. Google Trends data shows midterm voters have very low interest in the January 6th hearings compared to topics like jobs, taxes, and gun policy. This is from Axios.
Didn't we hear just the other day that a large percentage of people were paying attention?
Well, yeah, you know, lies, damn lies, and statistics. But this is Axios saying midterm voters have very low interest in the January 6th hearing compared to other topics.
Yeah, well, that I believe.
I believe that, too. Gallup, record high, 50% of Americans rate U.S. moral values as poor. It's the highest number they've ever had since they've been looking at this, which is several decades now. The overall state of moral values in the United States is poor, says 50% of Americans. 37% say it's only fair. So you add only fair and poor together, and you're at dang near 90% of people. Does that sound accurate to you?
You know, this came up in real life the other day. I was beating up a store clerk who tried to stop me from stealing beer. And I said to him, you know, we have a real morality problem in this country. And he agreed with me. Hi, all.
You think that's funny, do you?
You know, I kind of do. Yeah, that's troubling.
Let's think about this for a second. They've only been doing this for a couple of decades. Would you guess that that number was significantly different in 1950 or 1900 or 1850?
Yes, 100%. For a couple of reasons. Number one, we as a country used to have a much more closely shared set of moral codes. There was much more agreement on morality, partly because the country was much more, monochromatic, homogenous, not as diverse. And diversity, it has some wonderful aspects to it, but it has some really difficult aspects of it, too, including not a shared moral code anymore. So you got that. And the second thing is, and you brought up, and I think it was a good point, the attitude that we're going to loot it back, right? The man deserves to be stolen from or beat up or whatever. That's a terrible idea, awful idea. But the internet age, social media, have elevated so many awful ideas that never could get off the ground, because if you tried them out in a classroom, in a boardroom, in a town hall, whatever, there would be so few people who would sign on to whatever your stupid extreme idea was. It would just go out. It was a fire that couldn't, you know, spread. But now, no matter how stupid or bizarre the idea is, you can find an audience to reinforce it online. So, yeah, I think awful, immoral things are more common because people are being reinforced in their belief that they ought to be able to do them.
I also wonder, over time and in other countries, what would it be in Saudi Arabia or China or Russia? I don't know. But the fact that nearly 90% of Americans say our morals are poor or only fair, and then this number, 4 out of 5 say it's getting worse. So we're not optimistic that it's going to turn around either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would I answer that question? I think I might answer poor.
Yeah.
If I'm going to include, you know, living within your means, which is a morality thing. The number, that's not my top one for morality, by the way, but I think that factors in. They broke it down by different things. Consideration of others is the biggest chunk of what people say is a problem. Yeah, that's definitely low and fits in with what you were just talking about.
Yeah, you know, there's also kind of arguing the other side of it. I haven't changed my mind, but modern media, 24-hour news, the rest of it, brings us horror all the time.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there.
Story out of Kansas City. Guy didn't like his haircut, so he goes in and shoots the place up. I mean, are you kidding me?
If some whack job...
I wouldn't have heard that.
Right. Yeah. If some whack job mom does something awful to her one-year-old, I see it now, and I wouldn't have when I was younger.
Yeah.
And obviously that has an impression in your mind on what people are like.
Sure, yeah, because generally speaking, well, I'm speaking for myself, not generally speaking. Speaking for myself, the people I surround myself with are moral people.
There's a good question. Are you and your friends and family moral? It might be one of those things where Congress gets a 16% approval rating, but everybody reelects their own congressperson. It might be one of those things. We think the country is immoral, but we feel like we and all our friends are.
Yeah, I wonder.
So, I don't know. Which would get to the perception thing that we were just talking about.
What percentage of Americans thinks the average poll is misleading or meaningless, including ones on morality? I don't know.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Was that the clip of the year in 2016? Should have been.
It was probably a nominee.
That was a dang good clip.
It was a finalist. Oh, my gosh, yeah. That whole exchange is hilarious.
That's 6 years ago, you realize.
Wow. I could have done the math, yes.
Wow.
Speaking of clips and using them, we berated Michael to come up with a new sound for whenever we discuss the bear market.
Bear!
It's even better than I hope. It's deafeningly loud in my headphones. Ouch. But
as I mentioned, there have been 7 bear markets since the Great Depression, which was in 1929 on through the 30s.
I'm sorry, what sort of market?
Bear market.
Bear! Stop it!
So good.
So it doesn't happen all the time, and we're in one now.
I'll be damned.
And the experts say, I'll be damned. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Hope
seriously.
That it goes away?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess. But it's not for now, so I'm trying not to think about it.
Let me briefly... Oh, we got to take a break. I can't briefly do anything. Look at me. I was about to go into another topic. I cannot be stopped. I have no self-control of any kind.
Speaking of immorality, shameless. Shameless!
What are we talking about next?
I don't know.
Okay. I do want to get to Bill Gates' bad mouth and NFTs and crypto just because I agree with him, among other things that are on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
The current uncertainty throughout the world is leading to big losses in the financial markets. Gold and precious metals maintain their value over the long haul, providing you with stability and a hedge against inflation and stock market risk. The market correction will continue and could collapse. That's why your friends at Legacy Precious Metals are here to walk you through how gold can protect your wealth and secure your family's future during these unsteady times. The experts at Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on how to roll your existing retirement account into a gold IRA. They'll be able to explain why gold appreciates in value as the dollar depreciates and provide steps should you want to hold metals in your home. Give Legacy Precious Metals a call today, 866-806-3646. That's 866-806-3646, or download your free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Invest in gold with Legacy Precious Metals today. Call 866-806-3646 or visit legacypminvestments.com.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, with car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, get this. A new study found that staring at yourself during Zoom calls can put you in a bad mood. You know what else about Zoom calls put you in a bad mood? Being on Zoom calls. Yeah, it's better to stare at your coworker who thinks a Zoom call is the ideal time to eat Greek yogurt. You think the visual is bad, the audio is. Just mute yourself, friend.
I find it impossible to be on a Zoom and not look at myself. Is that a narcissism thing, or is that just human nature, or?
I think it's practically universal.
And according to all kinds of information, it makes us unhappy, and it's harder to pay attention.
It's stressful, yeah. Yeah, I remember we did that story a while back, and they pointed out it's like having a mirror on yourself all the time that you have to look at as you're doing things. It'd be incredibly distracting.
Yeah, and you know, we've all spent our entire lives in meetings not looking at ourselves in the meeting and thinking about the way we sit or the way we hold our head or the choice we made for our shirt that day or, geez, I need a haircut or whatever is on our mind.
Right, right. Now, when I'm working at the bar, working on my ballet skills, got my legs straight up in the air,
that bar.
Of course, there's a mirror in front of me.
So you have one
bar,
of those,
B-A-R-R-E.
You have one of those ballet things up against the wall, and you put your leg up there? And
oh, yeah, at home, I have a ballet studio.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Dance around on my toes. Oh, that relaxes me. Actually, the dudes don't do that, do they? They just kind of leap about and hurl the girls back and forth.
Oh, that relaxes me. let's check in with a couple of billionaires on what they think is going on right now. I don't know which one first. I guess Bill Gates first. He is the world's richest man for quite a while. And he said crypto and NFTs are 100% based on greater fool theory. I meant to look up greater fool theory. Do you know what that is off the top of your head?
Sure. It's the basis of every Ponzi scheme, that if you can give some payoff to the first round of fools,
okay,
the bigger fools will just keep coming.
Okay, so there's always a greater fool out there that will sell water purifiers to make me some money for the other person that, or whatever your pyramid scheme is. Okay. And he joked that expensive digital images of monkeys would improve the world immensely. Just, you know, whether or not a product is benefiting the world doesn't really have much to do with whether or not it's valuable or not. The fact that this one is completely useless. NFTs, I don't hear a lot of words about that. Is that kind of considered as like a brief joke that came and went? I don't know. I don't even look into this stuff much.
I don't know. Somebody pointed out a few weeks ago that the prices were higher than ever. I mean, like stratospheric. But I don't know if that's still true. The stuff changes so quickly.
Bill Gates could just be an old man who's out of touch. He said, I'm used to asset classes like a farm where they have output or a company where they make products, not NFTs where they're nothing. As for crypto, I'm not involved in that at all. I'm not long or short on any of those things. So one of the world's richest people has not become convinced that that's a thing to do, as opposed to the world's richest man, straight up Elon Musk, who is huge on cryptocurrency, thinks it's the future of the world, and of course is one of the big proponents, probably one of the big reasons that it got going in the first time, and in the first place. But he is putting out a couple of tweets with a picture of a grim reaper coming for cryptocurrency, so nobody's exactly sure what he feels about that, if it's just a bad time for cryptocurrency, as a lot of stocks are going down. I mean, Tesla stock's going down. I don't think he thinks the Grim Reaper's coming for Tesla, but
no. Although Tesla makes cars.
Excellent.
I mean, they do
point.
Something.
Excellent point. Excellent point. The cartoon image showed the Grim Reaper approaching a door labeled real estate also, after previously making grisly stops in rooms labeled stocks and cryptocurrency. True.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
True.
Oof.
So, okay, so make sure we all understand this, because, you know, whether or not you think Elon Musk knows something, we don't. The cartoon image showed the Grim Reaper approaching a door labeled real estate after it had previously made stops and done its handiwork as the Grim Reaper in the rooms labeled stocks and cryptocurrency. True, Musk said in response to the post.
Hmm.
And he's the kind of guy that can move markets with that sort of a comment on a retweet.
Maybe he ought to mind his own business, huh? I got a house. That other stuff I don't have. I don't have any NFTs. Not one. Yes, I'm embarrassed. But I do have a house that I'd prefer not to be worthless.
Bitcoin down more than 70% now. I mean, that's just extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's volatile as hell. Always has been.
always has been. It's been around for 3 years.
Longer than that, but I couldn't tell you how long. We just have 30 seconds left. Oh, coming up next hour, finally people are saying it out loud, the Kamala Harris problem and the origin of the bull market versus bear market terminology. It's terrible and will give your kids nightmares. Stay with us.
Oh, jeez. Ford's recalling a whole bunch of vehicles. We should probably mention that just because some of the reasons are a little nutty. And a couple other things will fit into the show. Armstrong and Getty On Demand is how you find any hour of our podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.